that NASA dared to conduct another manned mission. Chapter 1. A Great New American Enterprise. Now it is time to take longer strides, time for a great new American enterprise, time for this nation to take a clearly leading role in space achievement, which in many ways may hold the key to our future on Earth. President Kennedy, 1961. The Apollo missions would require cutting-edge rockets to launch state-of-the-art modular spacecrafts to the Moon, while ensuring a successful re-entry of the spacecraft back into Earth's atmosphere. When Kennedy outlined the vision in 1961, NASA did not yet possess the scientific or technological know-how for the spacecraft's return, and the spacecraft and rockets themselves did not exist yet. At the beginning of the Apollo program, NASA wasn't even sure what the design would be for the spacecraft that would go to the Moon and back. At first blush, NASA's engineers assumed it would be easiest to directly launch a spacecraft to the Moon and equip it with boosters to launch it back to Earth. This approach, referred to as direct ascent, seemed feasible to NASA because the Moon had no atmosphere, making ascent from the Moon relatively easy. Still, a minority of NASA employees